Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Amanda Grace here with you tonight. It is January 2nd, 2026. We have entered 26 people. We got a lot to talk about, and I mean a lot. I want to say hi to a few people first before we get into the evening. Hello in Queensland, Australia. Blessings to you. Happy New Year to you. Very happy to have our international audience coming in tonight. I see Oregon as well and Kansas. God bless you. North Carolina, I see as well. God bless you. Prayers for Iran in the UK. Yes, tonight, absolutely. Let's see who else is coming in. Happy New Year to you all who put it in the chat. Watching from Washington, United Kingdom. God bless you. So happy to see our viewers in England coming on. Rhode Island, I see. God bless you as well. Happy New Year to all of you. Michigan as well. And Lake Lure, North Carolina. God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us. New Hampshire as well, Midland, Michigan, California, and Toledo, Ohio. God bless all of you as well, as in Cape Cod. I see you as well. Plano, Texas. Hello to all of our viewers in Texas. We love our viewers. God bless Texas. Very happy to have you with us. Albuquerque, New Mexico, Winterville, North Carolina. God bless you. I see Georgia. Aloha from the Big Island in Hawaii. God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us as well. I see more Oregons coming in. I see Kentucky. God bless you. I see Denmark. Hello to our viewers in Denmark who are tuning in tonight. We're very happy to have you with us as well. California, God bless you. I see you. Illinois as well. God bless you. Panama, hello to our viewers in Panama watching tonight. Very happy to have you on with us. Oh, thank you for the compliment about my hair. I very much appreciate it. Thank you, everybody. I try. Queens, New York. Hello to our lovely viewers in the boroughs. I'm from the Bronx, so I am your fellow neighbor down in the city. God bless all of you tonight coming on. You guys have amazing pizza, amazing Chinese food, amazing delis. I can go on and on about how good the food is down there. Florida, God bless you. Hello, hello, hello. Okay, let's see. We'll do a few more. Wisconsin, Cashton, Wisconsin. God bless you. And Alabama. Hello. And Vermont. I see you as well. God bless you as well. And let's see, Tallahassee, Florida. God bless you. New Zealand from Gisborne, New Zealand. Hello to our friends across the globe right now who are watching in New Zealand. It's probably January 3rd there right now. And they're a day ahead of us, I believe, in New Zealand. London, England as well. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us as well. I see lots of UKs coming in tonight. Jamaica, God bless you in Jamaica watching tonight. Multiple Georgias, Manchester, England. God bless you as well. And hello to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So we're going to open up in prayer as usual. Don't mind my eye here. It's tearing a little bit. We're going to open up in prayer. And then we got things to get into tonight. We got what happened with Zoran Mamdani being sworn in. There are things prophetically that I'm going to point out to you that are going to blow your mind in this. Iran right now is on the brink of collapse. The economy is collapsed. There's uprisings everywhere. The leadership of Iran is on the complete brink of collapse. There are other things we're going to get into prophetically as well. Another New Year's Eve plot was foiled by the police and by the FBI. We're going to talk about that as well. And at the end, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from a word from the Lord from December 20th, 2025 for all of us going into 2026, because I think it's important for believers to understand the year that it is and the instructions we are receiving from the Lord for this year. So I'm going to do that at the end. So let's open up in prayer. Give this over to the Lord. As usual, Esther is having winter dreams right there. Toby is right here. And Buster is in back of me sleeping in his brand new little diaper that has dog bones on it that I bought him. So we'll see who else comes in. Cyrus was in here too. It was a little crowded. I had like Cyrus, Missy, they were all in here. So some of them have dispersed. We'll see if they come back in throughout our time together. So let us open up in prayer. Seriously, give this over to the Lord, because we're going to talk about some very serious things. There are like declarations of war reversals right off the bat in 2026. So we're going to pray and then we'll get into tonight. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name, Lord. Father, we just humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Lord. Forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short. Father, we all sin and fall incredibly short of the glory of God. And Lord, we just praise you, Father, that your mercies are new every single day, that every single day you renew your covenant with us, Father God. And we praise you for that, Father God. Lord, and we acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to the earth, Father God, that the word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And Father, we just praise you, Father God, for that immense sacrifice of your son, Jesus Christ. He paid the price in full at the cross. That blood sprinkled onto the mercy seat. It purchased us. It redeemed us, Lord. It reconciled us back to you, Father God. Lord, we praise you that he miraculously rose again. He ascended back into heaven. He defeated hell, death, and the grave. He victoriously took his rightful place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the name above all names, and our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, into this place, Father God. Lord, we welcome your presence in to have your way. Father, let the weight of your glory fall. Let your power and your presence mightily saturate the atmosphere, Father God, as we go forth, Father. Lord, just have your way tonight, Father. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, Lord, that you would go before us tonight. Lord, that the Holy Spirit would be the counselor and minister to those watching, that the weight of your conviction, Father God, and your might would come upon those who are watching tonight. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you lead and guide us in your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Father, go before us, be our front and rear guard. Order our steps tonight, Father. Order my words as we go forth in you. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Lord, allow me and our team the humble privilege, Father, of being vessels of your power. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you would loose, release, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround the skies, the land, above and below, north, south, east, and west, to guard against every dimensional access point, that every form of weaponized demonic activity would be neutralized in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke and take authority over every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, violence, slander, intimidation, bullying, threat, curses, hexes, vexes, spells, witchcraft, sorcery, dark arts, dark magic, and any form of weaponized demonic activity sent against us, this broadcast, Ark of Grace Ministries, Ark of Grace Sanctuary, Father God. I rebuke in the name of Jesus Christ right now against our health, against our lives. I rebuke in the name of Jesus Christ right now. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, it be all dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it cast back to the areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. Father, every breath we owe you, we are with every breath, Father God, Lord, we owe you because you gave us life. Father, we are the dust of the earth without that life breathed into us. You are Yahweh. You are the breath. The word of God says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Father, we praise you that you are absolutely good, that you are holy, that you are righteous, that you are just, Father God. Your word says, be thou holy, for I am holy. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is the and is to come, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. Lord, we praise you and we thank you tonight and we bless you, Father. Take all the glory for yourself. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. I bet you Chris just walked back inside. when all the dogs started barking at the end of prayer. See, I'm using my new water canister here so nobody hears the crinkling of the Poland Spring bottle. Okay, so if you could share this broadcast and like and subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. What are we getting into tonight if you'd like to share it? Zoram Amdani and the things that happen prophetically with this swearing in. Some of it's going to blow your mind that I'm going to share with you tonight. Iran as well, the sign of the times, what is happening, the leadership of Iran is on the brink of collapsing. There are uprisings everywhere right now in Iran. You need to pray for the Iranian people in the middle of this and that they come to know Jesus Christ too as their Lord and Savior. That's happening. We have also terror plots being foiled right now. There is a lot going on. So we're going to prophetically break all this down for you. There's a reason the Lord has kept me in New York, and I believe it is for this time and for this season, with what is happening in this state, that the Lord has kept me in this state. Sometimes I feel like Daniel in Babylon being here, but the Lord has kept me here for good reason, and we're going to stand in Jesus' name. Okay, praise the Lord. So what we're going to do is we have a news article for you to put up. I do have props to show you as well tonight, for those of you who are visual learners. Okay. Incoming New York City Mayor Zoram Mamdani to be sworn in at abandoned subway stop. Okay. Now, this happened at midnight, January 1st, by the way. New York City Mayor-elect Zoram Mamdani will be sworn into office at an abandoned subway stop below City Hall on New Year's Eve to pay tribute to the, quote, lifeblood of the Big Apple. Okay, I want you to pay attention and close attention to the symbolism and words that are being used and reported. So first you have midnight, the number 12, right? Okay, you have 12 has to do with government and rule, biblically speaking. Abandoned, the midnight hour is also like a saying as well. It's approaching the midnight hour, like you're getting into, in a way, a dire situation. Abandoned. He's being sworn in. He was sworn in an abandoned place. I want you to think about this for a minute. The prophetic symbolism of this, with what has just happened in New York City, they have sworn him in an abandoned place because they have abandoned the Lord. They have entered, spiritually speaking, a time of abandonment. This is not an accident that these things prophetically were chosen. Lifeblood. The term lifeblood originated in the 1580s, combining the words life and blood to refer to blood that is essential for life. It later took on a figurative meaning, representing something vital or essential for existence. Vital or essential for existence or function. So the subway system, the abandoned subway system that he was sworn in, they chose that because that's the lifeblood. I would say, intercede and pray against a major attack on the New York City subway system because the two are being connected with a Muslim socialist becoming mayor. Okay, so this is the place they have chosen as the lifeblood. Now, even the enemy knows there is power in the blood. It's just not the blood of Jesus Christ. The enemy is after the lifeblood to power altars that are in New York City. The lifeblood is where the power lies, and the enemy knows it. In fact, it says it in Leviticus 17:14. For in regard to the life of all flesh, its blood is as its life. For in regard to the life of all flesh, its blood is as its life. That's Leviticus 17:14. Now, abandoned place, swearing in an abandoned place. The subway stop that's abandoned, that is the lifeblood. You see, these are prophetic warnings. These are not mistakes. The symbolism of what is happening and discerning prophetically should not be lost on us in the midst of this. Now, I'm going to show you what is hidden within the details of the swearing in of Zoram Mamdani. You ready for this? This is going to blow your mind. Okay. The first part I've shown. The other parts I have not shown. Okay. So I'm thinking about how I want to do this. So, let's see here. Okay. I know how I'm going to do this. Okay. Now, I've shown you this before. Zoram Mamdani, the name Haman is hidden, literally, in the man's name. So Haman is hidden in the name of Zoram Mamdani. Who is Haman? Haman, from the book of Esther in the Bible, the enemy of the people of God, who was raised up to a position of political power and prominence, convinces the king to issue a decree of destruction against the people of God. And then the Lord raises up through the ranks his own anointed, and a series of events and divine reversals go forth to reverse the decree of destruction. And that decree of destruction falls upon Haman instead, who cast the lot for it, and the people of God are spared. Now, just keep that in mind as we go forward, because I'm going to show you two things you haven't seen yet. Swearing in happened on midnight, okay? 12. His swearing in happened at 12 a.m. January 1st. Adar on the Jewish calendar is the 12th month on the Jewish calendar, and Adar is when the decree of destruction was set to be carried out. When lots were cast to destroy the people of God, it fell on the month of Adar, which is the 12th month. He is sworn in at midnight, which is the number 12 in New York City. Now it gets better. You ready for this? This was one of the headlines here. New York City Mayor Zoram Mamdani to be sworn in an abandoned subway stop. That's the headlines that was going around. Ready? Ready for this? Okay. New York City Mayor Zoram Mamdani to be sworn in an abandoned subway stop. Guess what's hidden within the swearing in of Zoram Mamdani? Guess what's hidden within the headline? Purim. Ready? Purim decree, Adar and destruction. All of this is hidden within this. Hidden within the contents of the swearing in is Purim decree, Adar, destruction. I don't know how to say it any clearer when this man is raised up between two blood moons that are marking Purim 2025 and Purim 2026, the timeline that the enemy has attempted to cast here. This is not a coincidence. This is a prophetic timeline being cast, people, at the very beginning, at midnight, 2026. So, I got something else that's going to blow your mind that I'm going to show you in a few minutes as well. But let's put up the article, please, that this shocked a lot of people. Zoram Mamdani officially sworn in on a Quran full of symbolism. Incoming New York City Mayor Zoram Mamdani is making history not only as the city's first mayor to take the oath of office on a Quran, but also as the first Muslim, South Asian, African-born mayor. Incoming Mayor Zoram Mamdani took his midnight oath of office on a centuries-old Quran, 100 years, 100 years, centuries old, marking the first time a mayor of New York City uses Islam's holy text to be sworn in and underscoring a series of historic firsts for the city. The 34-year-old Democrat became mayor in a long closed subway station, an abandoned one, beneath City Hall, the first Muslim, first South Asian, and first African-born person to hold that position. He's sworn in on 1-1, right? That's when he's sworn in. On 1-1, two ones, right? Twins. And he's sworn in the area where the Twin Towers fell. He's sworn in the city on 1-1, that's twins, where the Twin Towers fell. And I don't think that's an accident. I don't think that's an accident that is going on. I think there's something way deeper to this here. Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah, as in the Feast of Trumpets, this year, 2026, begins on 9/11. So the year this man comes to power, Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, starts on 9/11, literally, 2026, the day the Twin Towers fell. The day the Twin Towers fell is the day that that happens. This happens at midnight, right? Having to do with government and rule. Biblically speaking, the enemy seeks to change the times and seasons, and this is about seizing a time and ushering in a hostile takeover before its time. The enemy seeks to change the times and seasons, and this is about seizing a time and ushering in a hostile takeover before its time. This word hostile takeover, you are going to hear this word more and more, this phrase, publicly speaking, said when it comes to New York City and when it comes to these other states that are attempting the same thing. When it comes to Ishmael, when it comes to Zoram Mamdani, and when it comes to others. Now, Attorney General Letitia James swears him in. Pay close attention to this because she thinks she has gotten away with it. And she now has someone in the city that can help her keep her seat. And in fact, this is not going to be a blessing to her, but a curse. Because whether she realizes it or not, she made a covenant with the God of the Quran, which is not Almighty God. She has now taken part in that covenant ceremony. That smirk is going to be wiped off of her face, I'm telling you right now, when she feels the full effect of the foolishness. Then her face is going to turn pale. Then she's going to get nervous when she feels the full effect of the foolishness, and she will have no way out of the crisis that is coming. Because they are playing spiritually with an entity they know nothing about, nor do they know how to deal with. And the Quran has now become the document upon which New York City is led. Because what these foolish, short-sighted, spiritually inept people of New York City don't realize is that at midnight, a covenant was made with a God that is not Almighty God. And a false birthright and covenant was now put in place, which means any covering that was over New York City has now shifted. And New York City is beholden to that ruler of the darkness now. You see, that's why they wanted it at midnight. They were making a governmental covenant with the ruler of the darkness that is associated with Allah. There was a covenant that was made. It's the same as how Haman in the book of Esther has the king make a covenant with him and a false god to send out a decree of destruction against the people of God. Had the Lord not intervened, the king, King Ahasuerus, would have fallen because of that covenant. That is why a reversal went forth which spared the king from the wrath of Almighty God. It's very similar. Now, he's sworn in between two blood moons, both marking Purim, 2025 and 2026, both Purims are marked by blood moons. Purim having to do with the book of Esther, Haman being elevated to a prestigious political position, sends out a decree of destruction against the people of God to destroy them, and divine reversals then have to go forth, and people of God have to be positioned and raised up within the palace to overturn the schemes of Haman and the kingdom of darkness and deliver the people of God and reverse that decree of destruction upon Haman and his household. I'm telling you, decrees of destruction are going to go out from that man's office. You are going to watch very similar events of Purim take place that come forth out of the mayor's office of New York City. I don't know how much more of a warning can be given to warn you that this man is a Haman and the enemy is trying to cast a prophetic timeline having to do with the book of Esther and Purim. Now, spiritually speaking, When the enemy has an agenda, he will bring groups of people together to accomplish that agenda. By hiding it within events, circumstances, even people's names, because the kingdom of darkness hides and conceals, while the kingdom of dark, while the kingdom of God exposes and reveals, right? Because the kingdom of darkness, darkness conceals, darkness hides and conceals. The kingdom of God is a kingdom of light, which exposes and reveals. And what I'm about to show you proves this. This is another thing that is going to blow your mind in the middle of this. And the enemy brings people together in a sequence, in a group, to accomplish his agendas that he set forth. Let me show you what is hidden within the group of people that all took part in the inauguration of Zohran Mamdani. You ready for this? You have Letitia James, Bernie Sanders, Kathleen Hochul, the governor of New York, and Zohran Mamdani. All four of these people took place, right? They had a role to play in the swearing in of Zohran Mamdani, which happened in the Big Apple, New York City. Guess what agendas are hidden in this group of people that have been brought together by no coincidence, but by timing in order to accomplish certain exploits. You ready for this? Hidden within their names and this group of people that all took part in the swearing-in ceremony of Zohran Mamdani. Ready for this? BLM, as in Black Lives Matter, BLM, Ukraine, transgender, LGBT, abortion, Islam, communist, Allah. Hidden within the names of this group that just happened to come together. Just happened to come together for this swearing-in ceremony, right? No, it's not just happened to. This is not a coincidence. This is not random. This is very intentional in order to bring people together in agreement, because the enemy understands agreement too. See, we don't get this, that the enemy understands agreement. He understands the power of bringing these people together in agreement in order to accomplish the hidden agendas that literally are hidden in their names. I could throw AOC in here too if you want. I could throw her in here too, and it's gonna reveal even more, because I know she was in here too. In fact, if I have my Sharpie, I don't know if I have my Sharpie with me, we can throw her in here as well. We can throw AOC in here as well. So Letitia James, Bernie Sanders, Kathleen Hochul, Zohran Mamdani, AOC, Big Apple, New York City, swearing in. BLM, Ukraine, transgender, LGBT, abortion, Islam, communist, Allah. Do you think this is an accident? Do you think this is an accident? Do you think the fact that all these people's names together spells every agenda of the liberal, democratic, socialist, communist, whatever else you want to name them, in a partridge in a pear tree party? I don't know what else proves this to you. This is not an accident. It's very intentional on the part of the enemy and the kingdom of darkness to bring these people together that literally have all the agendas they've been working on. They have been pressuring the public with. They have been infiltrating the schools with. They have been going after Generation Z with. All of these agendas are hidden within these people's names. That's not an accident. That's how the kingdom of darkness operates. And that's how disciples of theirs, whether they want to realize they're disciples of the kingdom of darkness or not, end up coming together to accomplish what the enemy wants to accomplish. That's not an accident, people. That is very intentional. And when it comes to this, there were words from the Lord that I'm going to read now, having to do with what we see unfolding before we get into Iran and everything else going on. I'm going to read to you these words from the Lord connected to this swearing-in ceremony in an abandoned place. That is, I don't know, it screams it. It screams what, you know, they have abandoned God. They've abandoned Almighty God. You have rejected the Lord, therefore the word of the Lord has rejected you. Remember, Samuel said that to King Saul, "You have rejected the Lord, therefore the Lord has rejected you." Very interesting. July 3rd, 2025. "However, I, the Lord, will cause a shift in the wind of such races, and leadership will be blown in another direction, says the Lord. For you seek to evict the Lord God Almighty for your gods. For you have played the thieves for your gods. And in this time, in this season, these areas shall see the largest excavation and gutting of what has lurked in the underbelly, says the Lord." Isn't that interesting? They did it in an underground abandoned subway. "For agreements between gangs and leadership shall come forth. The exchange that was made for blood shed, says the Lord. For the time of corruption has been brought before my throne for an account in these areas, says the Lord. It shall go from the mayors to the governors, says the Lord. For the cloak of deeds, D-E-E-D-S, shall be ripped off and laid bare, says the Lord." July 18th, 2025, "They shall attempt an attack in New York City to attempt to sculpt a hero out of the mayor's race, says the Lord. They shall plot such an attack to attempt to shake the city in order to lay claim to a seat, says the Lord, that the enemy is laying claim to, says the Lord. For the sorcery and bloodshed and grave sin concentrated within New York City, the enemy has claimed rights to such and to place his disciple upon such a seat, says the Lord." Now, I'm going to go back for a minute here to September 24th, 2024. Then we'll come back to 2025. September 24th, 2024. "Governors and mayors will have to step down in this hour, for they were warned and they continued their perverse exploits and doctrines of devils." We're watching this in Minnesota right now. "Laws meant to plant chaos instead of instability." Oh, "Laws meant to plant chaos instead of stability. They will have to step down, their names cemented in scandal, and woe as three woes shall come forth, says the Lord, from the East Coast, from the West Coast, and near the heart of your nation." January 16th, 2025, we'll do that one also. "And an appointed time that those who have afflicted their own people in states and in nations are set to fall as lightning, says the Lord, are set to fall. For I, the Lord, have sent forth my capital army to put an axe to their pedestal and cause it to fall, says the Lord. New York, says the Lord. Massachusetts, says the Lord. Rhode Island, says the Lord. Washington, D.C., says the Lord. Georgia, says the Lord. The Delilahs, that spirit that influenced Delilah and Absalom, is set to be judged, and the attorney generals and governors will fall in tandem, for they have attached themselves by a chain gang, and so they shall fall in tandem for what they have done. In the swearing-in ceremony in the abandoned subway, the attorney general of New York, Letitia James, did attach herself to a spiritual chain. She will have no clue the harsh implications of until it's too late. She attached herself to a covenant now and to a chain, is exactly what she's done. The governor of New York, and which is Hochul, and the AG, Letitia James, have brought a woe upon themselves. They are going to sorrowfully regret what they have done, because this will not secure their power or seat. It will actually backdraft and end up destroying it. So they think they've done something to secure. It's going to have the opposite effect ultimately on them, because this is why they wanted him in that seat, because they thought it was going to secure their seat in 2026, because they now in the spirit and the natural have attached themselves to that Purim, that decree of destruction, and taking part in that, which means when the reversal comes to reverse the decree of destruction, the consequences will befall them as well. This is what this means. Now, we're watching this situation in New York closely, because it's the financial hub. It's one of the financial hubs of the world too. Very interesting, the timing of this man arising between two blood moons, both marking Purim 2025 and 2026, having Haman in his name and out of his swearing in ceremony. I'll show it one more time. Out of his swearing in ceremony, you can spell Purim, decree, Adar, destruction. So the contents of Purim in the book of Esther, you can actually spell from the headlines of his swearing in the city. Now, the strange part about what's happening in New York City, as this is all unfolding, we are watching something happen on the other side of the globe that we have to pay close attention to, because Iran is on the brink of collapse. So as he's being raised up as a Muslim, socialist, communist, whatever else he is, in New York City, you're watching Iran, that has been ruled by the Ayatollah, a Muslim regime, for over 40 years. It's on the brink of collapse. So what I want to do for you is play a clip about 60 seconds from Tausi TV. He has been covering this constantly about what's going on with Iran. So we're going to play that clip for you now, and then we're going to come back and talk.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Tausi TV. This is your global news channel, Amar Tausi, and the Islamic Republic of Iran continues to fall. It hasn't fallen yet, but it is falling, and the Iranian people have taken full control of the streets in almost all cities and towns. The IRGC forces have been retreating. We also have an update about the supreme leader. We believe he has now left the capital. And there is also a couple of updates in terms of the Crown Prince of Iran, Reza Pahlavi.
Okay. As you could see, it said on the bottom that police forces defected, basically to join ranks with the people. So they have defected from the Iranian regime and they're beginning to join ranks with the people. We have a news article here for you that will show you, because there's prophecy having to do with this that we're going to get into in a few minutes here. Iran on the brink. Key information about the protests. Iran has been gripped by demonstration amid the country's economic crisis, with social discontent fueling open protest against the regime. Media and authorities have pinned the blame on foreign intelligence services. Thousands of people have protested in Iran in recent days against the dramatic devaluation of the currency amid an economic crisis that has engulfed the country. What began as a strike by shopkeepers and bazaar merchants on Sunday has become an outcry of political anger, with some even chanting death to the dictator. The spontaneous protests have already spread from Tehran to other cities such as Isfahan and Mashhad. So those are two other cities in Iran. Is the currency crash an inflationary crisis? It says one U.S. dollar currently is worth 1.5 million Iranian rials. A year ago, the exchange rate was 820,000 rials, meaning the monthly wages of an average Iranian working full time are now only worth slightly more than $100. That's U.S. dollars. Basic food supplies can easily consume an entire monthly income in a heavily imported dependent country like Iran. An inflationary shock like this has had immediate destabilizing social consequences. It appears many Iranians no longer see the country's economic collapse as a crisis that can be rectified, but as a systematic failure of the regime of aged revolutionary leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Now, Iran has gone into complete economic crisis now. Their economy has collapsed. I want to play a clip for you from July 3rd, 2025, when I delivered a word from the Lord. This was in it about what was coming for Iran. The Lord had warned them about the shedding of innocent blood. So we're going to play that clip for you now, and then we're going to come back and talk. Persia has been warned, says the Lord, to stop the shedding of innocent blood, yet they have postured in defiance before me, says the Lord, and dug in their heels and stiffened their necks, says the Lord, and for such the neck of Iran shall now be broken, says the Lord, and their oil, their commodities from within the earth shall now be pinched shut, says the Lord. For the leader has but a moment left before a great implosion from within. For this is the time of the Esther 2 moment within nations, says the Lord, including Iran, says the Lord, including America, says the Lord. Guards conspiring against their leader, says the Lord, for evidence shall rise to the surface of such, says the Lord. And evidence is rising because the Iranian police are defecting. the Iranian guards are defecting now and joining the people and now coming against the leader. This is the beginning of that Esther 2 moment in time that we're going to watch happen in Iran and in America. You need to intercede and pray for the Trump administration for that, for totally a different reason, though, than why they're doing it in Iran. But when he said the neck of Iran shall be broken, the Lord first said they've stiffened their necks. And because they have stiffened their necks against Almighty God, the neck of Iran shall now be broken. The neck is what holds up the head. If there's no neck, the head cannot continue. So he's saying the neck of Iran, July 3rd, 2025, shall be broken, says the Lord. And their oil, their commodities pinched shut. We are watching that happen right now with the economy has completely collapsed. For the leader has but a moment left before a great implosion from within. That is exactly what we're watching happen. A great implosion has just happened in Iran, where the people have risen up from within and are now taking over the streets in Iran. This is the great implosion from within. He warned July 3rd, the leader of Iran has but a moment left, because there's a great implosion coming. Because when the Lord warned them to stop shedding innocent blood, they stiffened their necks instead, and they stood in defiance against Almighty God, and they kept chanting death to Israel and death to America. And because they have sowed that, that is what they are watching now befall their regime in this time. That is the evidence. That is the crop that is coming in from what they have sown. God is not mocked. What a man sows, this also he shall reap in great measure. That's what it says in the scriptures. January 28th, 2025. I, the Lord, am announcing this day that I, the Lord, am going to fracture the back of the economy of China, for you shall be stifled from assisting Iran and Russia. These lines of communication shall be pinched and restricted for a time and a half, says the Lord. We are watching the pinching and the restricting of any help being able to get to Iran right now with what is happening. So watch China. So China's one to watch in the middle of this, because with uprising in Iran, China may see a window right now to attack Taiwan, because President Trump is warning he's going to go in to help the Iranian people if the Ayatollah and their regime start killing protesters, which already has started, by the way, unfortunately. He warned he's going in. If they do that, China may see a window here, a window to attempt to try to attack Taiwan while the U.S. military is busy dealing with Iran. I'm just saying, keep a close eye on that. March 12th, 2025, Iran shall have an iron curtain torn that has been for more than 40 years, says the Lord. Yes, the 40-year mark is pivotal, says the Lord. The ports are about to be battled for, says the Lord. Strategic global ports, says the Lord. That's happening in Venezuela right now. That's happening. So the timing of this, what did the Lord say? When Iran has an iron curtain torn that has been there over 40 years, you're going to start to see battling over the ports. What's happening right now? We're watching the collapse of the leadership of Iran and that iron curtain being torn, and we're watching the battle over the ports at the same time coming out of Venezuela, and it will be in other areas as well. We're going to see the strategic global battle for the ports. May 8th, 2025. Power that shakes a nation, says the Lord, that arrests a nation, that arrests leaders in Europe, says the Lord, that arrests the Ayatollah, says the Lord, that arrests the leader of China, for the snake shall rear up for one more strike and be wrangled and put down, says the Lord. I am arresting you, for I am, and there is no one besides me. This was very strong words the Lord kept speaking to the leadership of Iran and to China all of 2025. And as 2025 closes, we watch the implosion from within happen that was spoken of July 3rd, 2025, and complete now upheaval and uprising and collapse going on in Iran. July 3rd, 2025. For this is the time of the Esther 2 moment within nations, says the Lord, including Iran, says the Lord, including America, says the Lord. Guards conspiring against their leaders, says the Lord, for evidence shall rise to the surface of such, says the Lord. You're going to see in Iran leadership getting very close to the Ayatollah, turning on the Ayatollah in this hour. You are going to see the Esther 2 moment, which means if you're watching it begin to unfold in Iran, you're going to see something happen here in America. So intercede and pray. August 25th, 2025, Taiwan, Taiwan, says the Lord, high alert. Now that just happened. Taiwan made a huge arms deal with the U.S. arms dealers. Enormous. I think it was historic, the amount of money and the size of the arms deal that happened. And right when they did that, China started posturing itself and getting very close to Taiwan with their military. So it is high alert right now. Taiwan, Taiwan, says the Lord, high alert. North Korea, says the Lord, and Iran, events in tandem, says the Lord. The clock is almost at midnight for their leaders. That was August 25th, 2025. Now I'm going to show you something very interesting about this word. Okay, so Taiwan, like I said, is on high alert after the move China just pulled. So that is happening. Now, I would watch for rapidly unfolding events in North Korea, destabilizing events against leadership now. Now, what this ties to, what ties all of this together is the phrase in this word, the clock is almost at midnight for all their leaders. Who was just sworn in at midnight in an abandoned New York City subway stop? Zohram Mamdani, who is a socialist, communist, Muslim, covers all of those nations, North Korea, China, Iran. Covers all those nations. Zohram Mamdani is being sworn in at midnight, being a socialist, communist, Muslim. That was the prophetic warning about North Korea and Iran collapsing and a reversal going forth to bring the fall of those leaders. As one is being attempted to be raised up in the financial hub of the world, you are watching financial collapse happen when it comes to Iran. And now we're going to see North Korea as well. But the Lord had said August 25th, 2025, the clock is almost at midnight for their leader. See, that was the warning. And right about when Zohram Mamdani is getting sworn in at midnight, Iran completely collapses. That is not an accident. That is prophetic. As the enemy is attempting to raise up one of the financial hubs of the world, you're watching financial collapse connected to Ishmael and communism on the other side of the world. I will tell you this too. Haman from the book of Esther didn't serve his full term. Just keep that in mind. Didn't serve his full term. Now, we're going to put up a news article for you from Fox, because now President Trump has weighed in on what is happening in Iran. And so we're going to show you. Trump says U.S. will intervene if Iran starts killing protesters. He says we are locked and loaded. Iranian official warns that the U.S. should be mindful of their soldiers' safety following Trump's comments. That is like poking a freaking grizzly bear. Iran saying that right now to President Trump is like poking a grizzly bear who's really hungry and is out of hibernation. Really, honestly, they really have lost their minds. They have gone the way of King Saul and they have completely lost their minds to even say such a thing, but that's another topic. President Donald Trump warned early Friday that the U.S. would intervene if Iran started killing protesters. Writing on Truth Social, the president said, if Iran shoots and violently kills peaceful protesters, which is their custom, the United States of America will come to their rescue. We are locked and loaded and ready to go, Trump said. And he's not a man of bravado in that sense. When he says they're locked and loaded and ready to go, he means it. He means the military's ready, they are in position, and they are just waiting for the word to go into Iran. So keep watch for this, because this is a declaration of war in a way. Not only that, but Zohram Mamdani as well declared war with his executive orders day one. In fact, there were headlines that said Zohran Mamdani declares war. We are watching in many forms declarations of war. And on top of this, there's another Fox News article that we're going to show you in just a moment here, because New Year's Eve, I'm telling you, it's not over yet. The plots that are going to come out, that are going to get foiled in the wake of January, it's not over yet. FBI disrupts alleged ISIS-inspired New Year's Eve attack plot targeting North Carolina grocery store. Look at the guy's first name, Christian. Do you think that's a mistake? We'll go back to that in a minute. Christian Sturdivant is charged with attempting to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization. The FBI disrupted an alleged plot to attack people inside a grocery store in North Carolina on New Year's Eve in support of the Islamic State terrorist group, prosecutors revealed Friday. The guy's first name is Christian, who is charged. Right there, we should be taking note that that's who the enemy's after. That's his agenda. That's who he wants to go after. The decrees of destruction are going forth against the people of God. And this is where we have to be the standard and the watchman and get up on the wall and sound the alarm and intercede and reverse these decrees of destruction upon the heads of the wicked. Because the serpent has laid many eggs in this nation thanks to the last corrupt administration, the criminal administration, the blasphemous Biden administration. The serpent has laid many eggs that have come to the time where they're going to hatch. These eggs have to be found and destroyed. This is one of those eggs, but his name is Christian. The enemy's doing this purposely. The enemy is very strategic, specific, methodical about what he chooses and whom he chooses to use. He doesn't make it a coincidence. It is deliberate. There's no mistake that this guy's name is Christian and he's trying to destroy people in a grocery store, because the enemy's trying to make that connection. He's trying to psychologically turn people against Christians. He's trying to psychologically smear the people of God. This is why he chose a target to use whose name is Christian. Because Christ is in there. And he wants someone that has the name Christ in it to go and assist ISIS to harm people on New Year's Eve. Because this is how sadistic and methodical and specific and strategic Satan and the kingdom of darkness are. And we have to start recognizing that as Christians and believers. This is not by accident. He likes to make it look coincidental so you won't recognize his handiwork and he can move about. It's not coincidental. It is highly, highly intentional. Christian Sturdivant, 18, of Mint Hill, a town outside of Charlotte, was arrested and charged with attempting to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization, U.S. Attorney for the Western District of North Carolina, Russ Ferguson, said. In one social post in early December 2025, Sturdivant posted an image depicting two miniature figurines of Jesus with the on-screen text that included, "May Allah curse the cross worshipers." I break that curse right now in the name of Jesus Christ, and I reverse it upon the head of the sender sevenfold, that they would know that Jesus Christ is Lord. That this man would know that Jesus Christ is Lord in the middle of what he has done. I break that curse right now in the name of Jesus Christ, by the blood of Jesus Christ. It is broken and reversed upon the head of the sender sevenfold, that they would know that Jesus Christ is Lord. The post is allegedly consistent with ISIS historic practice, calling for the extermination of all non-believers, including Christians and other Muslims who do not agree with the terrorist organization's extreme ideology, the attorney's office added. These are the Hamans. What you're watching, these are all the Hamans. These are all the decrees of destruction attempting to go out. And the interceding of the people of God will expose, thwart them, and cause the divine reversals. We have to understand that we have to be up on the wall in 2026 as the watchman. We have to be the watchman sounding the alarm. We have to be sober-minded, alert, and vigilant in our faith. The enemy ain't letting his guard down. We shouldn't be either. We shouldn't be either. And when all you want to do is preach messages of positivity, there's nothing wrong with being positive. But there also comes a time where you actually have to equip the sheep. You have to equip the people of God. You have to equip them for the time. You have to ready them. They can still have the joy of the Lord, which is their strength. But if I positively tell you, I see a lion coming, and a lion is in back of you, and it's 10 yards out, and I keep going, go, for the Lord is with you. And I keep telling you that. Go, for the Lord is with you. Oh, the Lord is going to do this for you. Oh, the Lord's going to move you in this direction. And the lion keeps getting closer and closer and closer. And I never tell you the lion is there. And then the lion takes that person out. Was that a positive message? Or was that a negative message of false hope that set somebody up for a fall? This is what we have to understand about the prophetic. There's nothing wrong with positive. When the Lord speaks it, and the joy of the Lord is our strength, and we're anointed with the oil of gladness above our companions, Psalm 45, I believe that is. But we also have to equip the people for the temperature and not give a false hope in a temperature that could actually get them harmed, get them hurt, get them destroyed. You see what I'm saying? See what I'm saying about the prophetic? We have to start looking at the prophetic as not the tone of the message, but as the outcome it's looking to produce. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. We should be speaking life and blessing. Absolutely. But we also, when you see danger coming, you don't ignore it to make somebody feel good. Because if you really care about them, you're going to expose the danger, as harsh as it might be, to get them out of harm's way. And this is what we have to do in the prophetic in this time. This is what we have to do in the prophetic in this time. And we can still be equipped and have the joy of the Lord and speak life and blessing and peace while still warning people to get out of the way and to turn around and see the threat, because that is what's going to give them hope, and that's what's going to cause them to live, and that's what's going to deliver from the snare of the fowler and the perilous pestilence. So we have to realize that's a whole part of the prophetic that I think is sometimes can be misunderstood, but is a part that has always been operated in throughout Scripture. A lot of things John spoke in the book of Revelation don't sound positive and happy, but it's meant to equip believers in order to recognize the times so that we don't miss Christ when he comes. See what I mean? That's the outcome it's looking to produce. The message may sound harsh, but the outcome it's looking to produce is amazing. And we have to realize that about the prophetic. October 7th, 2025. Terror seeks an occasion amidst wars, rumors of wars, and rogue mayors and governors arising, making such noise amidst the bloodshed in this nation. Terror moves about, seeking to send your nation into complete upheaval, says the Lord, seeking to be the one who, quote, rattled the presidency, says the Lord. For this is greater than the Taliban, says the Lord. This is a banded network of representatives from these groups banding together by a pact and an oath. Like such an oath that was made by Jews and Pharisees that they would fast until they killed Paul. That spirit that influenced Saul to commit such acts of terror is now on the move to attempt to stop the shift, the great transformation of Paul in this nation. It will take intercession, fierce intercession, and the sword of the Spirit being utilized and the agreement of the church to weaken such an attack. For the serpent has not only laid eggs, but moved into position in this nation and is posturing itself for another strike around the time of the 1 year mark from the election in this nation. High alert, says the Lord, high alert. This was October 7th, 2025. We're about, you know, between November and December, about the 1 year mark, January, 1 year mark since the election. January this month will be 1 year mark since Trump took office. And it is high alert. The terror threat level is very high right now. Very high. And we have to be aware of that. Now, as this is going on, you also have, which I spoke about in the last broadcast, this Somali Minnesota fraud Tim Walz scandal imploding on Tim Walz in Minnesota. And Minnesota's neighbors will soon be entrenched in similar scandal because this is contagious. It's time. It's a time in a way where fraud flips and becomes the accuser of what was once an ally. And we are watching this happen. If you notice, the theme of all of these is Ishmael. You have a theme of Ishmael. You have a theme of Amalek. You have a theme of Haman seeking to fulfill the first part of John 10:10, which is the thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they might have life, enjoy life, and have it in abundance. The thief comes to do three things: steal, kill, and destroy. It's going to fall in one or all three of those categories every single time. The steal, kill, and destroy, this agenda continues to be the hallmark of the work of the kingdom of darkness. And in the midst of the uprisings, declarations of war, transition, and reversals, because we're watching all of it happen right off the bat in 2026. We as the people of God are entering a year of great transition, repositioning, and our purpose in the Lord being taken into new territory and a greater level for those who are willing to stand and speak truth. We have to recognize what the Lord wants to do with us as believers and as the body of Christ in 2026. So I'm going to read to you this excerpt from the word from the Lord from December 20th, 2025. I believe I released it December 22nd, 2025. And this particular excerpt is important for us to understand as believers what the Lord wants to do with us in this time, because we want to give you some encouragement in this as well, in the midst of everything, because it's interesting how the Lord words this. And I'm going to read it to you now. December 20th, 2025. I, the Lord, the Alpha and Omega, sit on the highest throne. Come unto me, petition me in this hour, for I, the Lord, am hearkening unto the voice of my people who have been faithful, and their needs. Bring them before me, says the Lord. State your case. The heart of the giver shall be blessed, says the Lord, amongst the tumult. I, the Lord, shall pour incredible blessing upon my faithful ones, says the Lord, that they overflow and prosper to do the work I have commissioned. How are people going to be blessed? Amongst the tumult. Those who speak truth and are willing to say what others remain silent on to keep what they have built, those I shall greatly bless, says the Lord. Those verdicts and blessings shall come forth starting the end of what you call December, says the Lord. And it shall be a year of outpouring on my people who are willing to stand and speak the truth amongst the tumult, says the Lord. I, the Lord, hold the resources. I hold the gold. I hold the silver. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. I can bless and provide no matter what earthly systems attempt to oppress, says the Lord. Ask of me now, says the Lord, for I seek to bestow special gifts upon the faithful. For you are entering a year of great transition, great change, a repositioning of territory, of voices, of physical land, says the Lord, that my will may go forth and the plans of the enemy be exposed, thwarted, dismantled, and sophisticated arguments to the highest areas of your nation be refuted and dismantled, says the Lord. So the Lord in that word is giving us instruction for 2026. He's saying, state your case before me now, because I'm looking to bestow special gifts upon my people who have been faithful. So bring your needs before me, says the Lord. State your case, because the heart of the giver shall be blessed, says the Lord. And he says, amongst the tumult, I, the Lord, shall pour incredible blessing upon my faithful ones. So although we see all this tumult happening right now, and I'm telling you, the turbulence going to November, 2026, in many ways, is going to be a turbulent year. But for the people of God, he's going to bless amongst the tumult. I, the Lord, shall pour incredible blessing upon my faithful ones, says the Lord, that they overflow and prosper to do the work I have commissioned. So amongst the tumult of the world, the people of God, the Lord is going to bless and prosper in order to do the work he has commissioned, and he's going to overflow it. They're going to overflow amongst the tumult. Those who speak truth and are willing to say what others remain silent on to keep what they have built, those I shall greatly bless. So he's saying, those who are willing to speak the truth, the harder truths, those are the people I'm going to bless, says the Lord. Those verdicts and blessings shall come forth starting the end of what you call December, says the Lord, and it shall be a year of outpouring on my people who are willing to stand and speak the truth amongst the tumult, says the Lord. And then he reminds everyone that he holds all the resources. I, the Lord, hold the resources. I hold the gold, I hold the silver. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. I can bless and provide no matter what earthly systems attempt to oppress. Because your blessing, your provision is not dependent on the systems of this earth, because you are an heir to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And your provision system comes from that ultimately. It does not come from the earthly systems, although the Lord may use them. Ultimately, our provision doesn't come from these earthly systems. It comes from a far greater, far superior, much higher system that there is no match for. And it is the financial system of heaven that it comes from. Ask of me now, says the Lord, for I seek to bestow special gifts upon the faithful. I seek to bestow special gifts upon the faithful. For you are entering a year of great transition, great change, a repositioning of territory of voices, or repositioning of voices and of physical land, says the Lord, that my will may go forth and the plans of the enemy be exposed, thwarted, dismantled, and sophisticated arguments to the highest areas of your nation be refuted and dismantled, says the Lord. We do have this on the blog. So if you go, you'll see a powerful word from the Lord going into 2026. This excerpt is in that word. It's important for us to understand this right now, where the Lord is saying, come to me now and state your case. I'm seeking to bestow special gifts upon my people now. I'm seeking to bless the faithful. The heart of the giver shall be blessed. It doesn't matter the earthly systems that they seek to oppress, because he's saying he is the one that holds the gold and the silver and the resources. He is the one that ultimately provides. Our full reliance shouldn't be on earthly systems. Our full reliance should be on the Lord, because the currency and financial system of heaven is far greater, far superior, far more wealthy, and far more efficient than any earthly system, tribe, nation, tongue, state, or country ever could have. And that's the mindset we have to turn to as believers and understand. But if he's telling you to ask him, bring your petitions now before him. If he's saying that, come to me now, ask of me now, I suggest you do it. And don't think it's silly. Don't think it's silly. You're going to miss out on this window if you think it's silly. Bring it to him now, whatever it is. State your case before him. Why you are asking him for this. Because he has a listening ear right now, and he's hearkening on to the voice of his people. Because he sees the tumult happening in the land. He sees the tumult happening in the nations. The believers that are willing to stay the course and stay focused and stay steadfast and speak the truth and speak the word of the Lord and praise the Lord and publicly proclaim his name amongst the tumult, those you're going to see overflow be placed upon in 2026. Because amongst the shaking, they were not shaken. They were willing to stay the course, and they were willing to speak what the Lord wanted spoken. They were willing to be faithful. They were willing to run the race, to stay on the commission, to press towards the mark of the high calling. They were willing. So this is an important time for believers important time. And yes, continue to pray for Nick Shirley and his protection after exposing and blowing the lid off of what was going on in Minnesota. Pray for him. Pray for the people of Iran that they both come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior through this, that they lean on him right now. We need to declare that the name of Yeshua, of Jesus Christ, will be echoed in the streets of Iran. That we will watch this happen. There's a reason I'm saying this, because I feel it. We need to intercede and pray that the name of Jesus Christ echoes across the street of Iran and goes around the media worldwide. That Christ appears to more and more Iranians and Muslims in Iran right now. That they come into the streets and they cry out, not to Allah, but to Jesus Christ in the midst of this, who is their Lord and Savior and who died for them at Calvary, whether they realize it or not. Who died for Nick Shirley, whether he realizes it or not. Who died for all of us, every single one of us. Do you know the Bible never documents that Christ yelled out in pain when he was beaten and nailed to a cross? The only time it's documented that he cried out in pain is when darkness at the sixth hour came over the land. Because when that happened, God turned his face from Christ because he took on all the sin of humanity. And for 3 hours, God turned his face and turned away from Christ. And on the cross, he felt the presence of God completely turn away from him. And he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And that is the only time it is documented of the entire process of Christ dying for our sins that he cried out in agony and in pain, because that was more painful to him than the beatings he took that exposed the bones and the spine in his back, then nails being driven through his hands and his feet. God turning from him for those 3 hours was more painful to him than the physical beating he took. That should mean something to us as believers about the presence of God and why we should crave it and why we should seek it and why we should want that presence walking with us, why the Iranian people need it, why our leadership in this nation needs it, why President Trump needs it, and the cabinet, and the Department of Justice, and the Department of Defense. Because when the presence of God turns, all darkness comes in. That's why darkness came in for that 3 hours, because the presence of God completely turned. And it was then that the veil was torn to the Holy of Holies. This very, very thick cloth torn in two because it was paid in full and it was completed at that point. But that's when Christ cried out in agony, was at that point on the cross at Calvary. And we should remember that. It never documents he cried out at any other time in pain, except when God turned his face from him, because the amount of sin he took on, God couldn't even look at him. God in all his holiness couldn't even look upon that. And he had to turn. And that's why the darkness came in. And so we should understand that on this earth and in New York City right now, when we have this mayor being sworn in an abandoned place, when the presence of God lifts completely, because another covenant is made, darkness begins to come in. And the people will feel it. Pray for the believers in New York City to be protected, because there are some that God has assigned there that have to stay there through this. I have to stay in New York State through this. Pray for us here. Pray for the believers in New York City, because another covenant has been made that legally is attempting to usurp the first and is attempting to bring in that darkness because they have abandoned the ways of God. and they have made a covenant and played the thieves for their gods. And that is a very, very serious offense in the court of heaven. You hear the doves? Yep, the doves are, as I'm speaking, the doves literally, they are in the dark right now and they're singing. And I can tell you, when the presence of God moves in here, the birds, especially the doves, they begin to react to it because they should be sleeping right now. It is very dark in their area over here right now. And they are singing because of what I believe, because animals react to the presence of God. And that's a representative of the Holy Spirit right there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Someone's just reporting that there's a 6.5 magnitude earthquake that just struck in Mexico. You want to talk about shakings right off the bat? The tumult? It's happening. We're watching it. And we have to be ready for this year. This year for believers is going to be incredible in many senses, but it's going to be amongst the tumult. Amongst the tumult. So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind, because when the enemy seeks to move in on territory, there's a war in the spirit. And you see the effects of shaking in the natural come in many forms. You see it when there's a war over that territory. And the enemy will strategically tip you off to what he's doing based on the territories he's after, right? So if he is about to lose part or all of Iran, because remember, the prince of Persia in the book of Daniel was the one that withstood for 21 days to prevent Daniel's answer to prayer from getting through, where Gabriel the archangel had a call for Michael the archangel to come in and fight the prince of Persia and move him legally by order of the court of Almighty God out of the way. The prince of Persia is a principality that's very involved in end times events. That prince is in danger right now. So what is the enemy going to do? He's going to try to now raise up in other areas and establish birthrights in other areas, in hubs with many, many resources, in order then to try to offset the loss that is happening in other territories of his. This is how he operates. And we have to recognize that. This is how the kingdom of darkness operates. This is how they go forth. This is how they strategize. And if you look at it, it's in scripture. It's there. And you can't fight an enemy you don't know. If you're not aware of the enemy, you certainly ain't going to see him coming. You ain't going to see the attack. You ain't going to be warned of it, nor are you going to believe the warning. This is why the prophetic is so important in this regard. And understanding when the enemy is on the move, because we have been given power and authority from on high to trample upon serpents and scorpions and against all the power of the enemy, so nothing shall by any means hurt us. All the power of the enemy, not some of the power, not half the power, not part of the power. We have been given power and authority on high through Christ Jesus to trample all the power of the enemy. Trample means to destroy. And the church for too long has sat back and had mercy on the kingdom of darkness. Now, yes, we should show mercy in areas in the natural when it comes to people and God's creation. Absolutely, where mercy is shown, mercy is given. But for too long, the church has laxed on its offensive against the kingdom of darkness. It is laxed on it. And this is the time of the full court press. You cannot back down right now. You cannot stop. You cannot relax your position. You have to be up on the wall, alert and watching right now. The watchmen right now are crucial in this time. Crucial to sound the alarm that we can target prayer in agreement in one direction. That's like firing a bazooka in the realm of the spirit to dismantle the works of darkness, iniquity, sophisticated arguments in high places. We have been given weapons of warfare that are not carnal. We have to employ them and we have to use them. We can't put down our weapons because we think Satan's going to put down his. He will never put down his weapons. And neither should we. Spiritually speaking, we should always be ready to utilize them and employ them at any moment. Any moment. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. We have a few things to talk about real quick here. Can we put up the flyer of Charlie, please? We need your help. Everybody, listen, stay on because we need your help with this. This adorable wolfhound mix named Charlie, who's located in Brewster, New York, desperately needs a home. You can call the owner, Nicola, 203-218-5011. Brewster is about a half hour from us here. So this is a local dog who is very good with other dogs, loves family, and he does require medication. So if you're prepared to do that and give him medicine, wonderful. We do it every day here at the Ark. But Charlie desperately needs a home. If you can give Charlie a home for a new year, he is just so cute. Let me tell you, wolfhounds are amazing dogs. They guard the sheep, people. They guard the sheep. They live in the field with the sheep and guard against predators. So that what by trade is what they originally did. But please contact Nicola if you can give Charlie a home. We would love to see this adorable dog get a home. We're hoping because last week we closed on the new property. So we closed and praise God for that. We are going to be moving the Ark, but we're hoping to build a couple of kennels on the new property in order to take in dogs, in order to work with them and adopt them out. So our hope is that we're going to be able to build two or three kennels that are large, that have a large indoor and outdoor space to be able to take in dogs, work with them, and adopt them out. But praise the Lord, we did close on the new property. And now we are entering a new chapter and we have to work now for months in advance before we move. So we're going to keep you very much updated on that whole process. We'll even get some pictures for you and we'll show you some pictures. So thank you all for praying for us for that. Also, Brace for Impact. Wait till I show you this. So Brace for Impact is coming out April of 2026. You can pre-order it now on Amazon. If you go to arkofgrace.org, you can scroll down. You'll see this and you'll see this picture that you're looking at on the screen, and you can hit pre-order now and pre-order Brace for Impact. But let me show you what came up before New Year's Eve. Let me show you. I'm telling you, this title was prophetic when the Lord gave it to me. Before New Year's Eve, the Family Research Council posted something. It said, just a week ago, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard issued a stark warning about a profound threat facing the U.S. and the world, Islamist ideology. Now, as New Year's Eve approaches, cities everywhere are bracing for impact. If that's not prophetic, I don't know what is. The Lord gave me that title way in advance, and it's going to mark this entire year. So if you'd like to pre-order it, you can go to arkofgrace.org and you can click on the Amazon link there to pre-order it. Also, our social media handles, we're going to put them up for you. We would love it if you could subscribe and share them because it very much does help us. And I'll talk to you about a few other social media in a minute. So here we go. Rumble, YouTube, TikTok, Telegram, Truth Social, all Ark of Grace Ministries with an S. Facebook is Ark of Grace Ministry with a Y. Instagram, Ark of Grace 88, X, Adamanda Grace underscore AOG. We have an Ark of Grace app. You go to your app store, search Ark of Grace. You'll see the dove with the olive branch. You can download our app. We're on BBS Radio as well as Ark of Grace Ministries, pray.com. You can download the app. We're Amanda Grace, Ark of Grace Ministries on pray.com. We're on Tuesday and Thursdays in the morning on pray.com. And we are going on the Faith and Freedom Network as well. That is coming in the next couple of weeks. So Ark of Grace Ministries as well will be up on the Faith and Freedom Network as well. Praise the Lord. But if you could share that, we would very, very much appreciate it. Also, at the end, we're just going to put up two things real fast. Givaderm is still having their sale, their Happy New Year, continuing their sale. So if you buy a Body Edition system, you get a Mother Slugger for free. I love to use this as a makeup primer. I have to tell you, it's phenomenal as a makeup primer. So you can also use promo code ARC10 and combine it with this to save an extra 10% off your entire order. So you could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, scroll to Givaderm, and you can click on it, and it will take you right to the page. Amazing skincare and amazing women. Absolutely love them. Love that they love the Lord and love that we can be a blessing to them. As I'm talking, do you see this? Cyrus is out cold right there. So Cyrus has now entered the room. He's out cold on the floor. He's out cold. Buster's out cold. This one's cleaning herself. I mean, it really is the Ark. Let me tell you, people, it was appropriately named by God. Secondly, we have Switch with Amanda Grace. Now, I have been using these products for years at the sanctuary. I have to tell you, they are phenomenal. They are easy on the animals. They do not harm the animals at all. We have lots of different breeds and kinds of animals here at the Ark. Amazing, amazing, more natural cleaning products that every animal, including the parrots, respond very well to. So if you go to switchwithamandagrace.com, you have to go there to sign up. The proceeds do go to the sanctuary. This company does also do vitamins. They do amazing makeup. I've used their makeup before, but we've been doing this for years. We absolutely love their products. They are very gentle on our animals and very gentle on us. You know, in the cleaning industry right now, the chemicals they use are so harsh and they can have all sorts of impacts on us that we don't even realize as we're breathing in chemicals. So this is a much more natural way to go, and your family and your pets will thank you for it. So go to switchwithamandagrace.com to learn more and to sign up. And that's it for this evening, guys. So happy Friday. Shabbat shalom to our Jewish brothers and sisters. Happy Shabbat to all of you out there right now. And we will be back on early next week. It'll either be Monday or Tuesday. We will announce and we will be putting out shorts. So look for those as well. As always, at the end, we want to encourage you with the word. Ephesians chapter 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19. From the believer's authority, we encourage you to say that every day. I say that every single day because the word of God is living and active, and you have to activate it and you have to speak it and you have to get into the discipline of that. Also, Ephesians chapter 6, armor up when you wake up. Every day when I wake up, the first thing I do is put the armor on me and Chris and the animals and Ark of Grace. No joke. I'm half asleep, getting out of bed, and that's like one of the first things I do besides saying good morning to Almighty God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. I'm armoring up immediately because the battle, you know, if God's mercies are renewed every single day, we have to understand that the enemy will try to probably renew his attacks every single day. And we need to command the day, command the morning, and take authority over that right away. Also, we have Psalm 123, 34, 35, and 51, which has created me a clean heart. Oh God, I say that Psalm a lot. Before almost every broadcast, I speak that. I take communion and I speak, create in me a clean heart, O God. Also, the Lord's Prayer from Matthew chapter 6, Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. It was straight spiritual intelligence from the throne of God. The order to that prayer is a very crucial part to our prayer walk with the Lord. So I encourage you to incorporate it into your prayer life if you haven't already, as well as Hebrews chapter 11, one of the greatest chapters on faith. If you are looking to increase your faith, if you are looking to read about faith, Hebrews 11 is it. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you to our moderators. Thank you to our Ark of Grace team. And thank you everyone who stayed on with us tonight. I know it was a little bit longer of a broadcast. We had a lot to cover. I hope you have a wonderful evening. You have a wonderful weekend, and we will see you early next week live. Keep the faith, everyone. God bless. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARC.